everybody. This is Joe. Welcome to a new edition of the Wrestling Sack Podcast. Today is May 14, 2016. And, well, let's start this week with the news and then move on to Raw, NXT, and SmackDown. And, yeah, I'm not yet caught up with Lucha Underground. We'll see when I can get completely up to date. I'm already starting on second season, so we're almost getting there. So what news is we got for this week? Well, we got more releases. Brooklyn Brawler, who's been with the company for, I think, a little bit over 30 years, he's been released. Not big news there, although it's probably much of a retirement. Probably got a big severance pay out the door, so we'll see. Then we got the release of Christian, but it's more of a active wrestler release because he's still with the company backstage and doing his show with Edge. It's a pretty good show. I haven't watched all the episodes, but the few episodes that I've watched, it started out a bit slow, but now it's getting better. So we'll see what's going to happen for second season, if it gets picked up for second season. I'm pretty sure it will. WWE is using them to get a lot of jokes out, especially CM Punk stuff and a lot of inside jokes. So I think they'll keep doing it. Triple H signs a new 3-year contract. Basically, he signs the deal for 3 more WrestleMania matches. So, yeah, he has a whole bunch of contracts. He's COO, wrestler, a whole bunch of stuff. So, other than that, in the news, we have found out that Paige is dating Alberto Del Rio. Okay. Really don't give a fuck if they're dating or not. She dates whatever moves, so I don't care. And the big news out of this week is Adam Rose got arrested for domestic disturbance or violence. Supposedly in some news saying that she was the one that called the cops. And other places are saying that the neighbor called the cops because they were arguing too loud. Supposedly he grabbed her face. Some saying that she's pregnant, so that's not good. So WWE suspended him indefinitely, even though he was already suspended for 90 days. They made it suspension now indefinitely. He is not making it easy for him. Like, I knew he had troubles with medication and everything, and by posting, like, he was coming out good in that because he was posting all of this doctor's note proving that he didn't do nothing wrong. But now this comes out, I don't think it's gonna work out much for him. So we'll see what's gonna happen in the coming weeks. But either way, he's fucked. He ain't gonna be in the WWE much longer. And now it's not completely WWE's fault, because whatever happens in between doors between him and his wife, that's his fault, not WWE. So tough luck. I know he needs the job. He has kids, one with special needs, now another baby on the way. But at the same time, this is my opinion. If you already have so much stuff on your plate with your special need kid, I think he has another child or two more. Now, to get her pregnant again, it's like, really? You're not being responsible. Like, I have a son, and it's hard to me to, you know, fulfill all my commitments with my son. Why would I have another one, which I know is going to make things worse? Like, I don't understand people that have so much trouble with one or two kids, and they want more. Like, really? You want to bring more kids out into this world having problems? Well, that's my opinion, might know, but we'll see what's gonna happen with this guy. I wish him the best, but this is not looking good for him. So let's go on to Raw. You are now tuned in to the World Famous And we begin with Raw. Okay, we start off with the highlight reel with Chris Jericho coming up. Basically talking about Dean Ambrose not being there and that he's in the hospital. And he has whatever's left over of Mitch next to him. And he's saying that people were more worried about Mitch. And they show a bunch of tweets, funny stuff. People saying that, rest in peace, Mitch, we're gonna miss you, and a whole bunch of stuff concerning Mitch, the plan. It was pretty funny. Then Cass comes out. Not bad. I guess he's getting a little bit used to talking more, but he really does need it. So, like, he's okay in the microphone, not as good as last week, but, he needs Enzo. Enzo is the one that should be talking. And so they keep talking. He gets in his Chris Jericho's face. Then Chris Jericho wants to fight, but then leaves Cat when he goes back to the ring because Enzo hits his line of "You're suave," blah, blah, blah. Jericho comes back to the ring. Enzo hits him with a big boot that kind of makes you think he hit him for real, but he really didn't. So that's it for that segment. We get a backstage of Chris Jericho talking to Steph, saying that he put his foot on my face, blah blah blah. It's kind of funny because she goes and does his old catchphrases of "ever again" and all that. So this is. Actually, I'm liking this Stephanie. I know she's gonna screw his brother or something, but she's becoming funny in some parts of the show, so I'm liking this side of her. So she makes a match with Enzo and Jericho as the main event tonight. We go to commercials back from that. We get a match between Ziggler and Corbin, and it's a pretty good match, back and forth. Corbin wins for the end of days. Nothing much there. We have a backstage segment with Charlotte and Shane McMahon. Nothing much here. Just Flair is going to be again banned tonight, as he will be banned in the pay-per-view. So they were complaining about that to chain, but basically he's going to be banned from ringside tonight. Then we have JoJo interviewing the club. I can't believe they're calling like that. But in a way, I think it makes sense. They're calling themselves the club. They're doing the click sign thing. So I think what's going to happen is probably by this pay-per-view or the next one, we're going to see Finn Balor debuting, screwing AJ, and then making the Bulletproof Club or the Balor Club, Bulletproof Balor Club, whatever they're going to name it. And they're going to feud against each other. And probably John Cena is going to start feuding with Roman Reigns because that's basically what they're saying now. Like on the news that they want to use John Cena's heat to help Roman, but honestly, I think Roman's still gonna have more heat than John Cena. I know it's John Cena, but he's been out of it for a little while. He hasn't been here, so at first, it's people gonna be like, "Okay, we'd rather have Cena than to have Roman Reigns." So, but that's gonna be coming up in the next probably month or two to see what's gonna happen. Because Finn Balor, I know this is going a little bit ahead, but Finn Balor's going to fight Samoa Joe in June. So he's still doing stuff down there. So I don't know if they're going to do stuff with him up here and then down here, or they're going to finish up down there and then move him up to do the club thing. So we'll see. Then we have a match with Fandango versus R-Truth. It's funny because in this match, the crowd was chanting, "We want Sandow." I guess we all want Sando back, but if they're not going to do nothing with him, just let him be. Trux takes the win. Then we have a backstage segment with both Shane and Stephanie and Miz, Owen, Kevin Owens, and Cesaro. They're making it a triple threat match. Miz is not happy about it. Sami Zayn comes out saying that he's not happy about that too, that he deserves to be in the match. They say to him, you need to earn it. He says, okay, I'll earn it by I want a match with The Miz. If I win, I get into this match, make it a fatal four-way. If I lose, I'm back to the line in earning a match for the IC title. We all know what's going to probably happen there, but let's keep moving on. We have a match with Charlotte versus Paige. Natty's on commentary. Well, whatever. Flair comes out, then Shane comes out with referees to take him out. Charlotte's distracted by all this, and Paige takes the win. So, at least they give something to Paige, even though, well, whatever. I'm just over this. This whole Natty versus Charlotte, I don't like it at all. So, we'll see. Then we have the match between Miz and Sami Zayn. Simple match. Nothing big here. It's just a match. Sami wins. So it's now official. It's a fatal four-way. Then Renee Young interviews Becky Lynch about what happened last week. Then Emma comes out and starts talking trash and saying that she needs eyes in the back of her head, meaning, well, Dana Brooks makes her debut coming out and kicks Becky, and then they just grab her, and Becky's all messed up, and that's pretty much it for her debut and, like, in-camera debut. Then we have Darren Young, vignette. It's the same one they showed last time with him, between him and Bob Backlund. I don't know what's gonna happen there. I know that's something he pitched, so it's his idea, but I don't like it. I don't know. Then we have a video for the YouTube channel of Up Up Down Down from the new day guys. It's not actually the new day guys. They're always mostly there, but it's actually Creed's show, and they had the new day guys and Sasha Banks. Then comes Ziggler. So basically, just a promo for Pizza Hut. But I actually like that YouTube show of Up Up and Down. They have a lot of cool stuff, and there's a whole bunch of different wrestlers that have appeared in that show, so if you guys want to check it out, it's pretty cool. Let's move on. Okay, now we have a backstage segment with Shane and Zack Ryder talking about the Intercontinental title and whatever. Kevin Owens interrupts and basically, he starts making fun of him, like, why are you still here? I don't know, it was funny because it makes sense, like, okay, a lot of people got fired last week and you're still here. What the hell? It leads to Chain making a match between them for Owen's spot at the Fatal 4-Way. So, basically, if Zack Ryder wins, he gets the spot. If Owens wins, he keeps the spot. No brainer what's going to happen there. We go to the locker room, we see the family, a lot of people booing. Then they get interviewed and basically talking about their blood, they're related. If you hit one of them, you hit all of them and they're gonna hit you back, blah, blah, blah. It'd be cool if they were acting heel, but since they're baby faces and people don't want to see that, I don't know. We'll see. Then we have a match with Rusev versus Sin Cara. It's a good match. Lana tries to help Rusev, but then Kalisto hits Rusev. So I guess Sin Cara wins by help of Kalisto kind of cheating over there. But they didn't make it like Lana. It was Lana's fault. It's just, well, this, in a way, Kalisto did a heel move there. But I, like I said before, this is going to be a good match. I'm looking forward to that match. We have another promo of the Clones in Puerto Rico saying that they're going to debut next week. Like I said, I like them both. I've met them before. But I don't see them working unless they put Carlito with them again. And even with him, we'll see. We start our next match is the 3-versus-3 elimination match between the club and the family. Pretty much back and forth. The first one to get eliminated is Jay. Then we go to more back and forth. Carl attacks in. But he talks too much before he actually does something to Jimmy. So Jimmy rolls him and he is eliminated. And this I didn't like. I found this very stupid and so WWE. They went to commercial, and during the commercial, AJ eliminates Jimmy. So we get a replay of elimination because it was during commercial. Okay, so now it's Anderson and AJ versus Roman. But Anderson, they go and brawl outside. Then Anderson hits Roman. They get disqualified. The Usos come back out. So it's a big old brawl between all of them. Then it's just Anderson and Gallows, they're inside. Roman comes in and he just spears both of them, and then AJ comes in. They go to like brawl, but they don't, so they just keep talking against each other, but with no microphone, so you can barely hear whatever the hell they're saying, until AJ walks out. And very boring ending. So that was pretty much it. It's just moving forward the storyline that is not so good right now. Then we have a match, the match between Owens and Ryder. Simple match, mostly squash. Owens wins. He keeps his spot at the four-way. Big surprise there. Then we have the New Day. This part is actually funny. Well, anything with them is funny. They come out with the whole big booty-o donut that looks like a hemorrhoid bun. They hate the promo on the Vault Villains. It's funny because the Big E saying, oh, the Vault Villains, they come from an era that weren't good to people like us. You know, making reference to black people. And he's like, you know, us, smartphone users. And it's like, they start making reference to smartphones. But, you know, they were trying to say black. The Dudleys come out. They have a match. Normal match. Small. The Vavilans come out. Destruct. And Devon takes the win. After that, the Vavilans attack Kofi Kingston. And they leave, getting the upper hand on the New Day. Then we have the main event. It's supposed to be Kaz versus Jericho. Kaz came out first, then Jericho, but lights are still out. His jacket is on. You can see somebody attacks him and grabs his jacket and put it on. You can pretty much know who it is. The person just walks backwards to the ring. Gets to the ring. They do the light up, and it's Ambrose wearing his jacket. He basically just takes it off and starts cutting it up with a He breaks it and starts, he breaks it and, like, he breaks the half of it, like, in half or something, like, from the inside and the back. And Jericho just gets to the ring. They brawl. He goes outside. He runs into Big Cass. He gets in his face and he slaps Big Cass in his face. Big Cass grabs him saying, "Are you crazy? Are you crazy?" And just throw him inside the ring. Ambrose hits him with the dirty deeds and then grabs the scissors and cuts up the jacket in pieces. We get a backstage moment with Stephanie and Shane. Basically, they're getting along. But Shane leaves, and then she looks back and she sees the picture she gave Shane last week with the picture of Vince McMahon and Shane as a little kid. She's looking at it. She gets this upset look onto her, meaning like she's either jealous that he was older and he and or some. It's jealousy, like, and so we'll see. I guess they're going to start moving towards that, that she's pretending to want to work with him when she really doesn't. Then we go back to the ring, and basically, Jericho is upset, crying about his jacket, and that's pretty much how we went Raw. And that was pretty much the end for Raw. Okay, now let's move on to NXT. The roar of the crowd. Stop your feet to the ground. Give it all to me now. Cause it calls, only calls for my way. To the sound of the screams getting loud. Give it all to me now. Cause it calls, only calls for me. And now we start off with NXT. We start off with a video of Finn Balor showing up tonight. And after the whole intro and everything, Finn Balor comes up with a new shirt, the Bulletproof at Baylor Club. He starts talking about Samoa Joe, that he beat Joe, and then Joe beat him, blah, blah, blah. Then he's like getting upset because he wants to fight him again. But before he actually gets to say it, the Drifter comes. So, God, I hate this character. But he gets to the ring. Starts singing a song dedicated to Balor. Balor just grabs him. He beats him up and throws him outside the ring. Grabs the guitar. Hits the note and then just, I thought he was going to break it, but he just throws it outside and the Drifter catches it. So that's pretty much it for that first segment. We see a backstage interview of last week of Eric John, like after his match. That was him talking about his match with Samoa Joe and how he's happy about being in there trying to prove himself. So we don't see him this week, so we'll see what he's going to be doing the next few weeks before maybe getting a match at TakeOver. So then we have a match. It's Collins and Stylers versus the American Alpha, Gable and Jordan. It's a good match, whatever you can expect between those two. The Revival come right in the middle of the match. The American Alpha win, and you see the tension between them and the Revival. You know that rematch is coming up, probably almost sure it's going to be a TakeOver. Then we have the match of Nakamura versus Riley, who's not even longer with the company, but these matches are recorded, so they have to show it. Simple match, Nakamura wins. Bye bye, Riley. That was his official access appearance for this company for a long time, maybe forever. We don't know. Then we have a backstage segment with Austin Aries and William Regal. He's talking to Regal about wanting to have a bigger impact in NXT. But then Blake and Murphy come out, interrupt him. So Regal just makes a match between those two versus Austin Aries and a partner of his choosing. He grabs his phone. He says, I guess I'll have to make a call. Hopefully it's Bobby Roode. But we'll see who's he going to be calling. Then we have a match with Alexa Bliss versus Rachel Ellering. She's the daughter of Paul Ellering, the manager of the Road Warriors. It's a good match. Alexa wins, so it's a nice debut. Even though she lost, it's a good debut. She shows that she has what it takes to maybe go longer there. Now we're going into the main event with Finn and the Drifter. It's funny because in the beginning of the match, before he goes into the match, when he's doing his entrance, he does the click finger thing. So you can tell that, yeah, I'm coming for you, AJ. I'm going to be the new leader, even though he is the original leader of when the Bullet Club started. So we'll see about that. Overall, it's a good match. Finn wins, so it's not a big surprise there. He takes the microphone. He starts challenging Joe, talking about Joe. Samoa Joe comes out. They start arguing back and forth with no microphones, but he just starts arguing. William Regal appears out of nowhere and says that he's not going to have them fight like this. He's going to make a match, a takeover. It's the rematch between Finn and Joe. Joe gets upset. Finn just flies out of the ring and hits Joe, grabs the title, saying, like, you're not going to have this forever. Your days are counted, blah, blah, blah. And just throws the title back on top of Joe. And that's pretty much how they end the show. I like NXT. It's not a long show. Straight to the point. Good matches. Way better, easy to follow. And that's pretty much my take on this NXT week. Pretty much seeing good matches for TakeOver. Like, what's going to happen with Austin Aries? Who is going to be calling? And Finn Balor versus Joe. And they had a segment with Bayley, but Bayley got hurt. So I guess you can just ignore that for now. So we'll see what's going to happen the next few weeks. Up until, I think it's June 8th or something like that. That's going to be the next NXT TakeOver pay-per-view or event. So we'll see what's happening when that comes up. And let's move on to SmackDown. And we begin with SmackDown. Well, SmackDown starts out with Dean Ambrose comes out. He starts talking about what he did to Jericho last week and saying that it's eye for an eye for what Jericho did to his plan. He did the same to his jacket. Then Jericho comes out. The lights are off. But when they come back on, Dean is in the floor and Chris Jericho's on top of him with a bag, and he pulls out a straitjacket and he puts it on. Ambrose starts waking him up, starts beating on him, saying that you want to be the lunatic, you want to be insane. This is what happens to people like that, and just keeps attacking him until the referees come out for the save. After that, we have a match between Sin Cara and Rusev. Basically, it's a rematch from last Monday. Kalisto's on commentary. It's a pretty much normal good match. Lana throws water on Kalisto. Kalisto gets up. He's upset. Rusev comes from the back and hits him, goes to the ring, and puts Sin Cara in a move and just basically makes him tap out. So he wins. And then we have Renee interview Emma about Becky and Raw and whatever happened between them. And Dana Brooke, who will have her debut match up next. It is Dana Brooke with Becky. It's a good match. Emma hits the eye while the referee is distracted. Dana takes advantage and wins her debut match against Becky Lynch. Moving forward, this whole storyline between Emma and Becky Lynch. Now she has Dana, so I'm not sure if Becky's going to use somebody to have her back or if she's going to keep going alone. So we'll see. We have a backstage segment with the club. Nothing special, nothing important here. Then the new day comes out. And again, they're always so funny with their innuendos and stuff. They start talking about the bot villains sticking their nose in their business. And then Big E makes like, and they stuck their big noses up our, and they interrupt him in his legs, up our, and they're like, no. And then Cuffy says, up our bootios, you know, meaning they stuck their noses up our butts. And then they say like, oh, we got Kanye. Yeah, because Kanye, he got married. Big E goes, Kanye will marry this girl with this big O. And they, no, don't do that. He's like, oh, but I want to. No. But can I? No, you can't. There's kids out there. It's like, oh, okay. So it's funny because they're just making fun of butts. The butt villains come out. And then Kofi fights English. It's a match between them. English wins with a distraction. It's pretty much moving forward. It's going to be a pretty good match. I hope the New Day's retain because I don't want them win the titles yet. Unless they're going to keep going back and forth with it. But they've been so good with the titles that I'd rather have them keep them. Then we have the match between the Usos and Gallows and Anderson. It's a good match until Gallows hits Jimmy with a chair. The match ends because of that. And it's pretty much a brawl. Then we have another vignette with Darren Young. It's a new one. It's just pretty much showing that Bob Backlund is old and outdated. And just this is weird. Doesn't really make sense to me. Then we have a match with Tyler Breeze. And it's a match between Gorgeous Truth, meaning Tyler Breeze, and R-Truth, and the Goldango, Fandango and Goldust. But they don't want to fight each other, meaning like Goldust and R-Truth are starting off, but they don't want to fight each other. So they make Tyler Breeze come in, but he's going to fight. Fandango gets in, says no, and then just hit Goldust. So basically he turns on Goldust and they start beating on Goldust. Then they start beating on R-Truth. And you can see Goldust try to defend R-Truth and they both get their asses kicked by Tyler Breeze and Fandango. Which I think is a new tactic. Nothing big, but hopefully they're going to at least do something with them. Even though hopefully it's not just to move forward the storyline of Goldust and R-Truth. So hopefully they can do something with them. Since they're two pretty boys and narcissists. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Then we have the match. The main event is Cesaro and Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens and Miz. It's pretty much a good match like always between those guys. You're going to have a good match. Owens wins at the end. They start brawling. Owens hits his finisher on Sami. And then The Miz gets his hands on Owens and that's his finisher. And basically he's left with the IC belt standing and all three other participants are on the floor in the ring laying down. So hopefully The Miz loses the title. I would like Sami Zayn to win it since I think Kevin Owens could move to the main event picture in the future. But there's a lot of people coming soon, so we'll see what's going to happen there. Because Vince McMahon, that's another big news. Vince McMahon announced that Seth Rollins, Bray Wyatt, John Cena, they're all coming back within the next month. So John Cena, we all know he's coming back on Memorial Day weekend. So we'll see what's going to happen. Other than that, I already talked about the news. Nothing really major coming up. So we'll see what's going to happen with the next, probably next week, since it's the week before the pay-per-view. We'll see what's going to happen. Right now, the major storyline, it is what's, people are looking more forward to what's going to happen with the club than whatever's happening with Roman Reigns, but we'll see. Not a great week. Last week, I'd say, was way better. So I would have to sack completely this week compared to last week. So I'm going to start something new on here. I'm going to start sacking. Since this is wrestling sack, I'm going to start sacking the matches. Which match gets a pass and which match gets sacked. But that's what we're going to start next week. Right now, this week, it's just whatever. So, I guess it's pretty much it. Other than that, thanks to the few people that actually listened to our show last week. Well, my show. I say it's our show because I have some friends that are helping me to get this. So, I say our, but technically it's mine. We'll see if we get more listeners. And again, thanks to everybody that's giving me a lot of feedback. And just follow us on Facebook, Wrestling Sack. And hopefully we'll get to a better way. At least this week we got some music here. We'll start making some tweaks to it. And hopefully we'll get the show to a good standing that people will like the show overall. Eventually, I would like to get somebody to do this show with me, because I don't know, just me by myself is good. I get all my opinions out, but I would like to have that other person, you know, to get it back and forth. And so we'll see. That's pretty much it. Thanks, everybody, and have a good week.